Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show. Our ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. Did you know that you are a child of God? And through grace, you are deserving of every blessing. Isn't that awesome that when you are a child of God, your mother and your father might not be here now, even when he was here, he loved you unconditionally, but God loved you and he said that he is your child, and through grace, his grace, that you are deserving of everything. Sometimes our parents didn't always say those things. They showed it, but God always shows us that we are deserving of every blessing, good blessing. But tonight, we are going to talk about the word waiting. And we know that most of us do not like to wait. Some of us can be very impatient and don't want to wait, want things done now instead of later. But sometimes it's so important for us to just wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen our hearts. So let me begin by talking about waiting. The first topic is the waiting time. Louis XIV, King of France, ordered a coach brought to the front door of his residence one day. When the coach pulled up in the nick of time, the king said, is reporting to have said, I almost had to wait. You know, back then, they didn't believe in waiting. When they said something, they wanted it done now instead of later. They wanted it undone timely. So he said, I almost had to wait, but he didn't. Sometimes we think waiting would be the worst possible thing. The waiting time can be agony. When we are anxious for God to act, it may seem that everything has to come to a complete standstill. We wonder why God doesn't move faster. Why doesn't God do something now? Haven't you felt that way? Because you needed a quick answer. You didn't want to wait for it. You know, we pray, but we do not want to wait days and months later for an answer. And sometimes we do have to wait. Be still. Waiting has never been easy for any of us. Perhaps that's why the scripture encourages us to wait upon the Lord as much as they do during a particular trying time in our life. The psalmist wrote, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. That's coming from Psalms 37:7. While you think God is wasting time, it may be very well be that the waiting is the thing that he has for you. There may be a very important lesson learned in the waiting time. So what are you waiting for? Well, there were different quotes also said about waiting. God gives every bird its food, but he does not throw it in the nest. Okay, I think I went to the wrong page with that one, but let's go back to the other page. Never waste a wait. God never wastes a wait. Not so in haste, my heart, have faith in God and wait. Although he lingers long, he never comes too late. You know, as you said, what's the expression? God, he's not here when you want him, but he's right on time. Waiting seems to be kind of acted out prayer that he requires more often and honor more often than I could understand until I saw what remarkable faith muscle this act developed. These are different statements and different quotes from different people. And the scripture says in Isaiah 30:18b, blessed are all who wait for him. Let's talk about some more things about wait. Many of us want to say, hurry up, God, hurry up. Please give me an answer now. I don't want to wait. I need this answer right now. But this particular person, Philip Brooks, who wrote the book Christmas Carol, Little Old Town of Bethlehem. Well, one day Brooks was pacing the floor like a cage lion. One of his friends asked him, what is the trouble? The trouble is, he replied, is that I am in a hurry, but God isn't. Watch God's way in your life, and you will find that he is developing you, and he does the trees and flowers, a deep, silent working of God, of creation. Now, you know when you plant a flower, the flower doesn't bloom as soon as you put it in the ground. The next day, it doesn't bloom. You have to wait for a while before the flowers comes out of the ground and begin to bloom. We have to wait. We have to be patient. Just that's the same thing with God. God, yes, he wants us to continue to ask him and pray to him, but he also wants us to wait on him. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. So stop, Philip Brooks, who would say to him, stop pacing, that God is working, and he knows what he's doing. God always knows what he's doing. God is never in a hurry. We are. People are. Quotes by different people, God's silence is in no way indicative of his ability or involvement in our lives. He may be silent, but he's not still. He's doing his work. He's doing what he needs to do. We just have to be patient. Wait for God. Even if the night seems dark, he will give you everything you need when you need it, when you need it, not when we need it, when we think we need it, when God says we need it. God never hurries. There are no deadlines against which he must work. I know we have a deadline sometimes when we pray and ask him. To know this is quite quiet our spirits and relax our nerves. Scripture, Psalms 135 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. God is never in a hurry. Did you know that? Let's continue to talk about the word wait. Waiting. Scripture, Psalms 31:24 says, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you at who waits for the Lord. God waits for you. You are the precious fruit of the earth. And like a farmer waits for harvest, God is waiting for you. Many times when we are praying, God is waiting for us to make some changes and do things that we need to do before he blesses us with those prayer requests. Imagine what it must be like for him to wait for you to grow, to become stronger, building trust and confidence in him. He offers you spiritual food and water, believing that you will take root and become strong and confident in his word and also in his relationship with him. And to him, you'll be well worth the wait. Yes, our wait, it's always worth the wait when we be patient and let God do his work. Because whatever he does, it's going to be pleasing to us and what we really need. And Romans 8:25 says, if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Let me say that again. If we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. That's coming from Romans 8:25. Waiting. Waiting eventually produces blessing after a time of transition. Consider a woman in labor waiting the birth of her child. And you know that's a whole lot, 9 months of wait. And when it gets down to the last month, well, it was the last 2 months, how we begin waiting and being impatient. We want this baby out of us because It's the weight. It's hurting. My last with my son, he I had a problem with him, the way he was he had gotten a little bit lower and was pressing on my pelvic bone, and it was very difficult for me to walk at times. And when I was still working, I'm working at a bank, I would walk across the lobby, maybe to a customer or somewhere I was going in the bank, and all of a sudden he would move, and it was pressing down on my pelvis bone, and I would grab my stomach and lean over, because it did hurt. And they said they were glad when I did get into labor, because every time they saw me do that, they thought that was the time. But I couldn't help myself, because if my son turned a certain way, I would feel that pain. So they would be looking at me and say, "Oh my, is she going into labor now?" So, but nope, it wasn't time. I still had to wait. And he came 2 weeks early, but still, that wasn't a whole lot of time early. You know, that was 2 weeks early. It was good for me, because I didn't have to wait two more weeks to have them. So every time that would happen to me, where I would grab hold of my stomach and lean over, they thought I was going into labor. But just like a woman in labor waiting for the birth of her child baby, she's not sitting still. She is experiencing active labor, which I was. She is working hard through transition. How exciting to know what you ask God for. It is on the way. And pretty much it's on the way, just that we don't want to wait until that particular time. As God works behind the scene to bring about everything that you are waiting for, your faith is at work. Yes. He tests us also with our faith. Our faith is at work preparing for the arrival of his blessing. Isn't that wonderful to know that even though that we are impatient and we will say, "Hurry up, God," he is preparing that blessing for us. And it is worth waiting for. So have you experienced this in your life, where you prayed for something but you didn't want to wait, or you were impatient, that you wanted to hear that answer from him right away? Yes, I'm sure many of us have done that, and we'll continue to do that through life. Yeah, because we all tend to be a little impatient at times, even in when you go in the grocery store, the lines are so long. Now, I am impatient when it comes to going into Aldi or Kroger, because they have less people at the cashier. They have these where you have to do self-check. And I am very impatient with that, because, like I say, the lines are always so long. I must say I love Publix. Publix always have enough cashier available so you can get in and out. You don't have to wait so long. But in Aldi, where you only have one cashier and you have to wait a long time, but I pick my time to go into that store, because I know it's only one person at the cashier, and they pretty much get you out pretty fast, but still it's a long wait with only one person there. And so you have to pack your patience when you go to those stores. And Kroger has become, every time I go in there, it's it's even both lines, the lines with the cashier. Only normally it's only two cashiers, but they also have the self-check that you have to wait and get in line. And it's, I'm very impatient when it comes to waiting. I try to pack my patient, but it still doesn't work very well. So I don't know how you are, whether you are that patient person that will stand in line for hours and hours. No, I don't like standing in line for hours and hours. I like to go in there and get what I want and out of there. So that is what I wanted to talk about was waiting and how we must be patient and wait on the Lord, be of good courage, because like I say, his blessing, the blessing that he brings us afterwards, it's very rewarding, and it's just what we need when we what we ask. And think to it, what we ask for, it normally is better than what we ask for. It's a wonderful blessing to us to be patient and wait on him. And also, you know, even prayer, I have my altar in my bedroom. And when I kneel on my altar and I pray and ask him for different things, he doesn't always speak to me right then and there. Pretty much I have to wait sometimes later or days to get my answer. Now, I am pretty patient when it comes to that. I do pack my patient very well there, just when I go to different stores and stuff. But I normally just wait on him and ask him to give me some sort of sign that whatever I'm asking for, you know, if I need some sort of directions or whatever, he normally finds a way to give that information to me. So it's not, my wait with him is not bad. His wait is waiting when I am out there in the streets. It's more so. Now, one thing that what we must also understand, that whatever we pray about is not always going to be the way that we ask for. He's going to give it to us in the way that he thinks that we need it. And just like one of the quotes, this is, wait for God. Even if the night seems dark, he will give you everything you need and when you need it. That is the blessing. He will give you everything you need and when you need it, but in his way, the what he thinks that you need. So that's the blessing, because sometimes the way that we want it is not the right way. So God let us know that how he blesses us as we wait for his blessings and his answers to things that we want him to do. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, was waiting. Now, I do have a couple of announcements. We have a group now. It's called the Anniversary Committee for our 20th year anniversary. We have several ladies that are working on details and making sure everything goes in order, for in divine order, for our anniversary. If you would like to volunteer and be added to that list, just let me know, because we always need more than less. We are trying to stay ahead of the game and making sure that we don't leave anything out. So this committee is there to make sure everything follows timely, and making sure that nothing, other things that maybe we have not thought about, that they can think about as they planning our 20th year anniversary, and I'm so excited about that. The other thing, we want to go out as a group in the month of June. I was thinking about doing it the Saturday before Father's Day, but most of your family might be doing something that whole weekend regarding your the the loss of your loved one. So I was thinking about us going out after, the week after the 24th, to a restaurant and just do something different. And because we, like I say, it's always good to get together and meet other widows. And that will also help you, too, to get through your journey of grief, seeing others and how others are getting through their journey of grief. So if you have any idea or suggestion of restaurants, we are looking at a couple of restaurants, but some of their, you know, restaurants have their do's and don'ts for groups. So one of them is it's a nice restaurant, but they're asking for a lot of things that we will not be able to really provide because of the group, and we have to get opinions from different people of the group to see in order to be able to follow their guidelines. So a couple of them has been very difficult as far as the things that they require. They require you to pay 50% of the down because we have a group to make sure. And then also one of them want to, if you say that you're having 20 people and two of those people does not show up, you have to pay portions of those people that will be absent from the group. So it's trying to find a place that we won't have all of that problem, but wanting to go out and really just come together and just have a good time, a good brunch together. So I'm looking at June the 24th, the Saturday after Father's Day. And I also wanted to see if you guys wanted to, this, we did this once before. We had you to bring a picture of your spouse, your loved one, and to share, say something about your loved one and bringing a picture of them. Now, it went well 1 year we did that, so we're not sure. And like I say, if you want to come together with us, you don't have to do that. It's up to you, but that's what we did, and pretty much it went well. So we are planning something, and we'll give you details of what restaurant and everything once we finalize that. I'll be talking to Sheila tomorrow for us to finalize those details. We're not going on a trip this year because we are spending so much time in planning our trip, and we want you to focus on helping us to raise this $20,000. But next year, I'm going to get a few places together, and we're going to go on a nice trip, and you'll have almost a year to pay on it. So just knowing that we are working to get back out there, enjoy ourselves again. And that is all I have. And if you have any suggestion on anything as far as raising this money, just like I said, no cake sales, anything else, please give me a call. We need your support in this endeavor. And I thank you so much for tuning in again. And be blessed and have a great week. And just knowing that God loves you and so do we. And, by the way, Sheila's going to be on the air for the next Tuesday. Sheila will be on the air. I'm taking a few weeks off, so support her. So the next two Tuesdays, she'll be on the air, and I'm sure she has a lot to share with you all. And thank you again. Be blessed, and have a great week, and tune in again the same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed, and I ask God to continue to lead and guide and protect you, and just help you to get through this time in your life, and that you can have that joy that you once had before. In Jesus' name, amen. May God be the glory.
me that I am his own.
Here is your presence.